Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
I can't hear, so Chuck apparently is saying, let's go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear a thing, so.
What are you doing, brother?
I don't know. I'm just slowly moving.
Moving. Kind of like Ole Miss in that first half.
I mean, really? Okay. All right. Let's go.
Yeah. You know, but hopefully we can pick up like they did in the second half.
Yes, tale of two halves, for sure.
It really was. Like, when we did, you know, post-game doing the stats, like 201 yards offense for Ole Miss, 90-something for Oklahoma.
24 on the last play where they just gave him.
Right, and Ole Miss had five plays of 10 or more yards. Oklahoma didn't have any.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and really.
And eight sacks
and when
in
they,
the second half.
When they scored before the half, and they had the kind of two-for situation coming out of the half, big three and out for Ole Miss, and then getting the chance to get the ball and then go ahead and finally getting in front and keeping that for the rest of the game was huge.
Yeah, it was. The feeling in the stadium, on the sidelines, everywhere was just like, oh my gosh, you know, in that first half. You see it in teams all over the country that are in that serious rut, and you felt like you got that with the two forced fumbles right on the defense. One of them, they fumbled it back. You get down inside the 10-yard line, you know, you don't get any points, and then they go 92 yards on you before half, and you're like, oh, man, this could be it. And they bowed their neck, and kudos to them.
Coming up on today's show from Hogville.net, it's Dudley Dawson. We'll talk with him in the next segment. We'll do your text messages. We'll get into some injuries. Harry Harrison will join us. And then for about the final five or so minutes of that segment with Harry, we'll go over to Gordon Ford and talk some basketball. So it's 426-1093 if you want to get in and be a part of that text message-wise. We'll talk to you about First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting communities in agriculture, ready to lead you through your financial journey. First South Farm Credit. Now some thoughts from Yancey Outback Steakhouse, as Steve Grantham has nine of those in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought of the day. I thought the throw from Dart to Micah Davis might have saved the season. I thought that was the play of the season and obviously flipped the game Saturday. I think the Rebels stood up to the challenge with the season on the line at halftime. Dart played like Dart. The defense started playing up to their capabilities, and the season was saved for another week. Kudos to the coaches and players for finding themselves in a difficult time. Thought number two, I thought Julius Berlow looked much more comfortable at right tackle than right guard. When Micah Pettis returns, I believe he should slide down to his more natural position, guard. What I don't understand is this, that Henry Parrish has had the ball in his hands for over 20% of the offensive plays this season. I don't think he's the guy to carry this team to the playoffs. It's obvious that Ole Miss has to find its running game, and I don't think Henry Parrish is the guy to find it. Thought number four, what we are seeing from Centarian Perkins is really special. Get, as he's called by family and friends, had 5 tackles for a loss, 11 total tackles, and 4 sacks in the game against Oklahoma while earning co-defensive player of the week for the 3rd time this season. Get has developed into one of the premier defenders in all of football. And the last thought of the day. Lastly, the Ole Miss Hoop team now has a roster full of shooters and scorers. They are also much more versatile on defense and cause a lot of havoc. I will make a prediction. Ole Miss, for the first time in school history, Chucky and Gary, will have both the men's and women's hoop teams in the NCAA tournament this season.
Women in action in preseason play coming up in about 30 minutes against Christian Brothers. You're calling them both, huh?
Yep. I feel very comfortable about both. Obviously, the women's is even more comfortable pick. They, you know, return to their star players, and Yo's much more into the program than Beard is in his second year. But undoubtedly, I think this is a NCAA tournament team.
All right, so we only have just a couple of minutes with Gordon at the back end that we'll get into it. Chuck, quick thoughts on hoops from you from yesterday?
I loved them.
Yeah?
I love it. I love when you got 10 or 11 players that aren't afraid to attack the basket. Attack the court offensively. They were unselfish. They played hard on the defensive end. They're a little shorter than ideal, but they don't mind getting in and banging on the boards, because Illinois had 2 guys that were 7-footers, and Ole Miss hung right with them rebounding. So I thought all the different facets of basketball were covered yesterday in a really good show.
It seems like some of the national pundits, right,
yeah,
those that are in the know, like what they have heard or seen from this Ole Miss basketball team.
And over 7,000 fans for an exhibition game in the morning, Sunday morning. Incredible.
Well done. All right, we'll talk Ole Miss, Arkansas next. It's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of 5-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care. Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Got your text messages coming up at 662-426-1093. A look at the Ole Miss injuries. We'll talk football with Harry Harrison, basketball with Gordon Ford. And now from Hogville.net, we welcome into the program Dudley Dawson. Dudley, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How about y'all?
Well, Dudley, we see Saturday it is projected to rain in Fayetteville. I don't think I've ever been to an Ole Miss Arkansas game in Fayetteville without it raining. It's usually about 47 degrees, absolutely terrible weather. But as we're in this heat drought, tell me what
the
Arkansas.
It hadn't rained here in my house in 54 days. We really want that rain. We would like it to come much earlier than Saturday.
Well, with Ole Miss's run game, I'm sure that's they're going to be doing rain dances over there to get that on Saturday. Ole Miss obviously has not been playing up to their capabilities, the fans' expectations. Arkansas, you know, had a blip there against LSU last week, but played really well there against Mississippi State. Had been playing well all season. Just kind of what do you see in this matchup?
Well, I think for Arkansas, it comes down to turnovers. In games in which they've had either less turnovers or at least been even on the turnover margin, they've won all five. The three that they haven't, where they've had more turnovers, they've lost. And this team doesn't have a great margin for error, but the error seems to be turnovers or not.
What has Petrino brought to the table? I know Sam was looking for some help on both sides of the ball and brought back an old head from former days at Arkansas. How's his system working there?
Well, I think, you know, we have never doubted his decisions on the field. He is an offensive genius. He's come in and done a lot of different things. The Dan Enos experience, who was the offensive coordinator last year, did not go well at all. His offense didn't like him. They weren't running a very good offense at all. He's come in here. The kids respect him. He's done what he needs to do. And as I've said, which I understand makes him laugh, is that he's no longer a player. He's a grandfather who's coaching football. And he seems to be right in his element. I give Sam Pittman a lot of credit for bringing him in or accepting the hire, however you want to put it. He's at his best when he has somebody by his side who's also been a head coach, like he did with Barry Odom, who's doing such a good job out at UNLV. But it's been a work in progress, and here we go, I guess, with the a game that has certainly had a lot of excitement over the years.
Are people warming up a little more to Sam and the possibility of him remaining the head coach? Because I like that guy, and I think he's good for college football, but I understand you have to win.
Yeah, that's the big thing now. Obviously, I think most people went into this year thinking this was a Hail Mary with Bobby Petrino coming in here. And I think that when they saw Oklahoma State game there in the first half, they thought, you know, this might be working out. Didn't work out in the second half, and Oklahoma State's kind of falling apart then after that. So that's not really been, you know, you look back on a great win. The win over Tennessee was great, obviously. They've taken care of business against Auburn and Mississippi State, which you should do. Arkansas is a better football team this season. There's no doubt about that. They're a more cohesive unit. They have more talent. And, again, I can't stress enough, how much this team likes each other. And there was a lot of locker room problems and strife over how much the quarterback was getting, how much the running back was getting, how much the offensive line was getting in the NIL. That's not necessarily been their strong suit here, is the NIL learning how to play the professional game that we have now.
Dudley, what side of the ball have you seen the most improvement or position group from this year to last season?
Oh, I think, I'd love to give you a definitive answer, but I don't think either one of them has been as consistent as you would like to be. You had a great game plan from Travis Williams that really befuddled Nico at Tennessee. Then the offense kind of won the game last week. The defense, missed a lot of tackles. So it's kind of gone back and forth. They're improved on both sides of the ball. But again, it was a low bar from what they did last year. 4-8, obviously with their record. I've made the joke, and I don't know that it's gone over well, but last week I would have took bye against Arkansas.
Yeah, me too. How did they flip the script here, Dudley? Was it mostly through the portal, or younger kids finally developing, a combination of both?
A few of the high school kids have come in and done really well, and I think you've seen an improvement in the second year and third year guys. But without a doubt, they hit on several guys in the portal, especially the quarterback, Taylen Green, who was Bobby Petrino's hand-picked guy. As long as he gets his feet set in the pocket, he's done a really good job throwing the ball. There are times when he gets Dan's happy. Earlier in the season, the offensive line wasn't protecting him as well, and he would take off and run when he didn't need to, or try to throw it when he didn't need to. But I think Bobby Petrino and Taylen Green realized this was going to be a two-year thing in developing him. He's continuing to get better, and as y'all might have seen in some highlights from last weekend, dude gets in the open field. Good luck, because he can make you miss, and he reminds most of us that have been around here. I've been around here 40 years now, but he reminds most of us that of Matt Jones, and that he's got the 6'6", got the long legs, and moves faster than it appears he is.
Mm-hmm. That was Matt's MO for sure. It reminds me a little bit of the cat for the Ravens too, Lamar Jackson. He's got a little bit makes some moves when he gets in the open field.
Yeah, and he is. There are three Mississippi State guys that are still looking for their jock last weekend after that
that
one down there in the first drive. So,
Dudley, is it a confidence thing you think with Arkansas when it comes to Arkansas and Ole Miss? We've seen several years where Arkansas has been down and Ole Miss has a good team, and Arkansas just finds a way to win these wild, crazy down games. 4th and 25 obviously comes to mind, but speaking of Matt, right, he won that, 7 overtime game against Eli. They just always seem to pull out the games against Ole Miss. Can you explain why?
Not really. it's just been a really good matchup. I think that both coaches that are here now and others that have been there before have been matched up really good, scheme-wise and, talent-wise. A lot of these guys are from the same place, know each other. Both have, it is – you and I may not remember it forever, but this has been a rivalry, I guess, which has been around since 1908. Played every year since 1981. You have fans in both states of both schools. And I think it's just one that, for whatever reason, people get up for. And because of the highlights and the excitement that we've seen before, these kids seem to enjoy playing in it. I mean, what was it, a couple years ago, 52-51, go for two?
Yeah.
And, the 7 overtimes, as you said, 4-25, and 7 interceptions in one game. I mean, it's just been fun. I don't miss an Arkansas. I might miss a game or two, but I won't miss an Arkansas. I won't miss one.
Are the fans? Uh, are they? Are are they complaining about the 11 o'clock kickoff time? And a lot of Ole Miss fans are ticked off about them being forced to play at 11 o'clock so many games at home. Is that taking away from the atmosphere, or they just don't care? It's Ole Miss, Arkansas.
Yeah, I think they don't care. It's Ole Miss, Arkansas. And I think the SEC did a really good thing this year in putting out those times that it might be ahead of time, you know, the window brackets and all that. I think that allowed a lot of people who travel up here from other sides of the state to, decide whether they were going to come and stay on Friday night and Saturday or stay Saturday and Sunday. And I think that's worked out really well. They expect to have a really good crowd this weekend. They had a tremendous one for Tennessee. Not as much for UAB, but I think there's a little excitement about this team. They're all still, I think, a little wary of things. But with five wins, that's about what people expected, and they've still got a few games to go here, a few tough ones. Louisiana Tech,
Dudley, we're up against the break. We sure appreciate you, my man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dudley.
No problem.
Appreciate it, my friend.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Friends, we've got your text messages and injuries coming up. Conversation with Dudley was brought to you by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. They have locations in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge. Give them that call, toll-free 1-877-327-3735. Text messages, and I think we've got them all over the place. Chuck, you got one? Go ahead.
Yeah, fellow text in wanted to know about the offensive linemen recovering from their injuries. I think Micah Pettis will be okay Saturday. I'll be surprised if he's not. Jeremy James should be getting there, but last week he was having trouble grabbing with that broken hand. It's now healed, but it hadn't regained the strength in it. you know, and you'd say, well, he's not supposed to hold. Well, they do hold.
Yep.
And then Jaden Williams, I've been hearing that he's practicing. And if he's practicing, he should be playing. So that's about it right now.
And that's the big one there. They've got to get that left tackle. If not, B-Low needs to slide over there to left tackle. If they keep Micah at right tackle, or you can slide Micah to right guard. But they've got to – I mean, we went over some of these grades for the offensive line before the show. And, I mean, it's downright nasty, dirty, terrible. The offensive line is just – it's, you know – I mean, I've pointed out Henry Parrish, but goodness, I mean, in run blocking, listen to these numbers. I mean, it is, you know, the PFF grades for the run blocking, Diego Pounds, 46.4, Kalepo, 49.8, McIntyre, 54.7, Jaquan Scott, 53.2, and B-Low, 47.2. Anything underneath 50 is D2 level. And we pretty much have them all blocking at that level. It's they've got to do some personnel change.
People picking on McIntyre, and he's got the highest grade.
He did that game.
But it's just 53. That's the problem.
Yep. That's the problem. And, you know, you want that to be in at a playoff level, you need to be in the 80s. And Ole Miss is in the 40s. I don't know.
Nope.
I really don't.
Another text message: on each pass play, doesn't the quarterback know which route each receiver is running?
No, I mean, he has to read it. These receivers have to read the coverage and adjust their patterns on the fly. It's not like high school where you say run a post, you know. They have a general idea. They have a choice of one or two. So yeah, they've repped it enough that the quarterback should have a great idea. But it's based on what the defense secondary is doing.
Last one. You got one, too?
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know if Ole Miss was going to be quicker with their substitutes. As you know, Oklahoma was substituting more than we've seen any team against Ole Miss, and Ole Miss was dragging players, literally almost walking out to the field. And that was really, Chucky, to slow down to get us set. But the problem was I saw a lot of plays where we weren't even down. You know, the guy's substitutes coming in, they didn't have a chance to get down in a stance, and the play was going. I mean, they caught us off guard a lot with that. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, that's got to be a coaching point.
Oklahoma was doing it the other way, too. When we would substitute, their guys took a long time to get off. We had to call timeout once.
Yeah. And I didn't watch the Oklahoma defenders to see if they were set play, but I saw it quite a few times with Ole Miss players.
I didn't see it much in the second half,
though.
I think they made that adjustment at halftime.
And maybe that's some of the adjustment. I mean, obviously they made some adjustment because they just totally shut Oklahoma down in that second half.
Oklahoma also had a couple of floppers, too, didn't they?
They did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I want somebody to say something about Ole Miss flopping.
They haven't the last two games, LSU and Oklahoma games. They have not been flopping at all.
Some of Oklahoma's floppers made ours look like amateur.
Yeah, one of them that pushed him over there when those coaches were screaming at him. So, yeah, I mean, they got, you know, and that just slows the game down. And the fans get bored, and especially in that first half there where it seemed like it lasted 5 hours. They got to do something.
And all these reviews, and, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
We can never review a play that's near where the review board is, right? The official has to go 80 yards to get to wherever it is. And that takes so long to do.
But I mean, you know, and I know it's important to get the calls right. But
no doubt.
If you're talking about 1 or 2 inches, my God, just make a call and live with it.
Yeah.
Text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. What have we got in the injury front?
Well, we just went over the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Walter Nolan looked like he hurt his, hip?
I don't know. His foot was planted and it got off, something in his leg, ankle, hip, something, but it didn't look good on TV, I'll say that.
But, you know, Lane Kiffin alluded in the last two press conferences that he felt like Walter's going to be okay.
Yeah, he was still dressed in the second half. So, you know, obviously the x-rays at halftime came out negative, or he would have been in street clothes. So, you know, we'll see. But, you know, Lane's not going to give that away, I'm sure. He's going to be as coy as he can on the injury reports all the way to game day.
Hudson Wolf and Logan Diggs obviously are out. Matt Jones, I don't know about Matt, and I don't know about Trey Harris. I don't look for Trey to be back against Arkansas, to be honest. He's dealing with a sore Achilles, and those things are so sensitive. He can't afford to pop an Achilles.
No, not before the draft. My best guess is it's going to be after the Georgia game when they have a bye and give him another month to rest it up. But that's just total guess on my part.
Yeah, it's all a guess on Trey.
That kind of answers a text message that came in through there about more seeing the 12 personnel more in the game against Arkansas, and I think we will.
There's no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. Well, not only because of Trey being out, but because of it helps the run game a little bit, even though it didn't show statistically. You're putting an extra body on the line to help those offensive linemen. And Lane kind of complained about the blocking of the tight ends and the wide receivers in this past game, so hopefully they work on that this week.
Yeah, Daquan White, he had a good game run blocking. He was 68.5, so the 12 personnel definitely helped somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Couple of guys join us next, Harry Harrison and Gordon Ford, so stick with us.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. Can you feel it? The holiday season is here. It's in the air. Uncommon Goods is your one-stop shop for incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your shopping list. Never panic about finding the perfect gift again, because Uncommon Goods scours the globe for the remarkable. My daughters, for example, love mix and match games. Find My Behind, a hilarious twist on a classic game in under $20, has already brought joy to our home. I want the same for you. The Garretts have caught the pickleball itch. The indoor-outdoor light-up set from Uncommon Goods has been perfect for fun, spirited game nights at home. But it's not just for kids. And even better, you're supporting local artists and small independent businesses when you support Uncommon Goods. They even give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice with every purchase. Shopping legitimately doesn't get any better than this. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer with Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game. You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show? Or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry,
Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, Southaven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hottie toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Cannon Motors, the Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Monday nights mean one thing. We're going to talk with Harry Harrison. My buddy, right. How are you?
What's on, gentlemen? It's Monday night again.
Yes, it is.
Hey, man, have you ever seen the contrast of two halves like that? Kind of crazy.
Chuck, I was, as my old coach, Wobble Davidson, used to say, somebody had one of those meetings at halftime. They came out a little bit different attitude in the second half.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what he said, but you can imagine.
No, I know. I know what he said.
It wasn't pleasant. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, and Dart alluded to that after the game. He said it wasn't a happy locker room at halftime.
No, and that's right. I mean, we looked kind of lethargic on defense. Our offense was just kind of stuck in the mud. And then, you know, we come out third quarter. I think we were 3-3 and outs in the third quarter, and the offense got in gear, and all of a sudden we go up by two scores. And, you know, then our defense just absolutely turned it loose. They kind of had to ditch their game plan and throw the football. And even though we didn't have Walter Nolan in there, I thought Demarius Brown came in, number 96 in his place, and just had a heck of a game for a redshirt freshman. And of course, When you turn Perkins loose and you turn Yamada Malin loose, you better have your head on the swivel if you're a quarterback, because they can get there in a hurry.
Man, Santarian Perkins has really become, you know, a player that a lot of our fans said he's too small to play defensively, and I think he could play anything but on the line.
He's a football player from down in Raleigh, Mississippi. That's a suburb of Bay Springs, you know. But he is a football player, and I don't care where they put him. Obviously, he might be a little small right now to be in the box in there, in one of those two inside backer positions. But get him out where he can run, whether he's a spy, whether he's a rush, whatever it is. He just gets to the quarterback, and he's going against 300-pound tackles, y'all. And you know, he could beat them with a speed rush on the outside, or he'll just – absolutely beat them inside. It doesn't really matter, but you know, we'll need all those efforts come Saturday in Fayetteville, which has always been a hard place to play for us for some reason.
Well, the biggest thing Saturday, I think, is going to be containing that quarterback, not turning him loose, because we had little problems in the first half against a quarterback, Jackson Arnold, that had about as much speed as Yancey. You know, and
I'm going to disagree with you. I thought he looked like he had pretty quick feet there.
He does.
We made him look like he had quick feet for sure.
Yes, that's for sure. But, this quarterback coming up, Taylen Green, transferring from Boise, 6'6", 320 or 30 pounds. And I think he runs it better than he throws it, Chuck, but he's still got a really live arm, and they've certainly got a good receiver, Andrew Armstrong, they're going to quite a bit. He's an outside guy. He's had 49 catches on the year. But with Green, you whatever you're bringing, four or five, whatever you're bringing, you got to keep those lanes bottled up where he doesn't break and run. So, he can hurt you with his legs doing that for sure.
Harry, the elephant in the room is what does Ole Miss do to fix this run game? What can they do, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I wanted to ask this question. I tried to get Chuck to answer it, but he bailed out on me.
I bailed.
Yeah, he bailed out on me. But, you know, when you got a guy that rushed it for over 100 yards against LSU and he touched it five times last Saturday, What's going on there? But you know, I get out of practice occasionally, and I'm certainly not involved with scheming or practice or anything else. So I don't know what's happening. But you know, I just think that that would help. But our offensive line is not, you know. And here's the thing, guys: when offensive linemen, it's not the old fire out and drive them down the field anymore, because everything's an RPO these days. And so if you fire out and drive a lineman 3 or 4 yards downfield, And you pull it and throw the football, well, now you got a lineman downfield. It's a penalty. And so it looked like linemen are firing out and just belly flopping against the guy on defense. And then you hope you're back and find the crease. But we just got to get it. We got to get our scheme a little better. And we got to run some counters. And if we're going to run that speed sweep, you got to run it with somebody with enough speed to get outside. And I'm not sure 21 is the guy there, but, like I say, I'm not part of the game planning. They didn't ask me, but we got to get, if you go run that and be effective with it, you got to get it in somebody's hands that certainly can get outside.
And that's number 24.
Or 19 or 11, you know, any of those guys, you know, give it to a wide receiver or three, you know, give it to number three.
Yep. Harry, on defense, what did you see the difference between the first and the second half?
Well, I think Oklahoma, I keep wanting to call them South Carolina for some reason. I guess maybe it was the same color. But Oklahoma, they had trouble up front. You see, their offensive line has been hurt, beat up all year, different combinations. And then they lost their left tackle. He went out for a while, tried to come back in, got hurt again. I think it was a combination of our guys really played good across the front. And here's the deal. We've got about six or seven legitimate defensive tackles that can play inside, and we're doing a great job of substituting. So deep in the fourth quarter, it got pretty warm out there. I think our depth kept our guys fresh, and I think whoever we had in there was really fresh and good effort out of those guys and getting to the quarterback. And, of course, it kind of opens up those outside guys. Those guys get all the glory with some Terrian Perkins and Yamana Malin on the outside. And don't forget Jared Ivey. I mean, from a strong side defensive end, he's playing like a defensive tackle, but he is a really good pass rusher himself. So those three guys, if you look around the conference, they're up there in the top, you know, five mm-hmm. or ten as far as sacks are concerned. And when you got three guys in that category, that says a lot about your defense.
You know, I think Randall Joyner is a guy that does a heck of a job with our defensive line. I mean, And then Lou helps him with the defensive ends. I think both those guys are quality coaches.
No doubt. Lou, I think it's Spanos. Isn't that his last name?
Yeah, Spanos, yeah.
Yeah, I think he came over. Pete Golden brought him with him from Bama, and he's been a big help for number one and number four. Those guys, he's really, you know, helped those guys. They drop in coverage occasionally, but that's not their forte for sure. They've got to try to get to the quarterback. And the other thing is you've got to be able to stop the run. You've got to set the edge. And we do that pretty darn good on the outside. Occasionally we'll get blocked out by one of those tackles. But, you know, the first half, I just thought Oklahoma ran the football. I thought their running back, and his name passes me by right now.
Barnes. Javonte Barnes.
Best player on
Javonte
the team.
Javonte Barnes. I thought he wasn't a big back, but I thought his quickness, and he ran hard. He
ran hard, real hard.
Yeah, one of those guys that one tackler is going to bring him down. But I tell you, Chuck, our inside linebackers between Daugherty and Chris Paul, those guys are playing really, really well. So that whole unit over there, and I thought the secondary played well. You know, Oklahoma was down some wide receivers, too. They've had some guys hurt and banged up. Just like we lost Trey Harris, they had their best guy, didn't get back. So I thought our secondary played very well. And it's got to take an entire group effort like to come this Saturday as we had this past. And I'd really like to crank it up in the first quarter, not wait till the third.
Me too.
They don't always ask me that either.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Harry.
Yes,
as usual. Great as usual.
Hope to see you up in Fayetteville, my man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Harry Harrison with us, and we'll continue the segment now in the hoop world where our buddy Gordon Ford is back with us. G-Man, how are you?
Gordon?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're talking to you, bro. How are you?
I'm talking. Yes, sir, I'm here.
Gordon, I know the game drew over 7,000 fans there Sunday. Incredible
crowd.
Can
you hear me?
We can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear now. The game drew over 7,000 fans there Saturday for an exhibition game on a Sunday morning. Really impressed with the fan base. A lot of excitement for the program. What did you see Sunday?
I'll tell you what I saw. One was movement. They moved better than I've seen them in probably the last 6 or 7 years. Second thing is shooting the ball. I mean, they really shot well, that as a team. And then they defended well. They were small and scrappy. I talked to a person inside, told me today they had seven starters. And you saw who they were. I mean, Brakefield was coming off the bench. Michael Brown-Jones was coming off the bench. Started Juju. They started Shane. And they started Matthew Morrell and Dre Davis and Diaz. And to me, that was a very good lineup. And Diaz, a lot of people, when they originally recruited him, you know, were saying he was 6'8". He's legit 6'9 and a half. He started at Vanderbilt as a fresh transfer to Belmont and just basically wore it out there, one of the top transfers. And what I saw yesterday was a lot of depth. I saw that they, you know, like I said, got up and down the floor and shot the ball extremely well, something we hadn't seen in several years now.
They were unselfish too, Gordon, because they had right at 20 assists, I think.
Yeah. They were very unselfish. They passed the ball. They moved the ball. And think about this too. Illinois was an elite team, and they ended up beating them handily. They also scrimmaged Houston in the last week or so and beat them in overtime. And they're the preseason number four team in the country. So right now, from what I've seen, I'm extremely impressed.
You know, what I was really looking for, you know, without the length, the seven-footers, which last year that really didn't help Ole Miss a lot, was who's going to get down and dirty down low and, you know, kind of feel – those spots to get those rebounds, those hard, you know, men rebounds. And I really liked what I saw from Brown Jones and the kid from, let me see here. I apologize. Dre Davis. Those two seem to be the guys to me that were, you know, the guys that could be like a Flanagan was last year and really get those men rebounds. Are those the two guys that you kind of see standing up down low?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Brown Jones was 18, 10 point a game. I want to say he played at Coastal Carolina, one of those schools, or Charlotte, and was, you know, lead rebounder in the league. He was all league. And then Dre Davis, who played Seton Hall, you know, he's 6'6", 6'7", guy that gets in there and pounds. And, you know, Diaz, man, you've got say, I mean, he got in there and got some boards. And then they brought Bowl off the bench, who, to me, you know, is going to be a good player. I mean, he shot a one-handed look over there, got in there and got some rebounds. And, you know, overall, I was just extremely impressed.
I tell you another thing, Gordon. I saw about 10 guys that had never seen a shot that they didn't think was a good shot.
But they were hitting
them. They were hitting difficult shots.
Yep.
I saw guys that what excited me that could create their own shots, not just a shot that they didn't see that they didn't like, but they could actually create their own shots. I saw six or seven players that were really good at it, and usually you got, you know, two, hopefully three. That's what really impressed me the most.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you come off the bench after those seven guys with, what's his name,
Devon Barnes.
Oh, gosh, Barnes.
Yep.
But, I mean, he was a good player.
Eduardo, Manuel, Kafka.
Eduardo, yeah. I mean, he had a shot. I mean,
hey,
they,
Gordon,
they
you know what was
good.
Wrong? You know what was wrong with TJ, why he didn't play?
Coach's decision.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be okay, though. He'll be back in the mix.
No, he'll play. No, TJ, no, he's in the mix, but he just did not play in that game. And I'll tell you who I didn't see, unless I just missed him out there, a guy they kept. They really like him, too, you know, because he shoots it so well, Robert Coward. And yeah. I don't know if he was in there or not. I don't remember seeing him in there.
I don't either.
He didn't play that I know of.
All right, G-Man, yeah. Thanks as always,
G-Man,
buddy.
G-Man, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, big guy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
You too.
See you, Gordon.
Game Day Outlook for both football and basketball brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929 with 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. I'm going to go ahead and do my SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says. You know she's worth it. It's just simple. We know that Ole Miss plays Arkansas at 11 this week, and now the game against Georgia today announced as a 2:30 start against the Bulldogs in the following week. So you can plan accordingly.
Shame on the ESPN SEC for not even giving Ole Miss one night game, but we'll talk about that another day.
Still to go, Yancey will get into some recruiting tidbits. We'll have the good, the bad, and the ugly to finish up the program next. It's the Cannon Motor of Mississippi, Rebel Yell Hotline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? Yeah, I'm a lover man. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Don't you know she's all right? Don't you know she's all right? She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color T-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, Gary, Chuck, and Yancey back with you one final time as we get now into the Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes, providing them with protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace.
Yeah, Ole Miss received a football commitment from Milton Pace, Florida Edge rusher Tylan Lee, 6'5", 215, flipping from UCF, Central Florida, is number 428 overall player in the country. Some unofficial visits, big-time key recruits for Ole Miss out of the state of Mississippi that are committed to other schools were on campus this past weekend. Laurel four-star offensive tackle Tyler Miller, we don't have to talk about how important offensive linemen are for the future. Winona four-star linebacker Tyler Lockhart is committed to Mississippi State, and five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham out of Ackerman that's committed to Alabama. In fact, with Caleb, he had such a good time, he ended up staying until late Sunday. Dutch Fort, South Carolina, 6'2", 230-pound linebacker Josh Smith took an official visit to Ole Miss over the past weekend. He will visit South Carolina next and North Carolina State after that, and then will make his decision on the third week of November. Peachtree Ridge offensive tackle Dennis Uzugapka visited Oxford campus Saturday. He's 6'8", 310 pounds, committed to Georgia State right now, but now is getting a late rush from Ole Miss, Boston College, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech, Oregon State, and Tulane. Cincinnati linebacker commit C.J. Kreit was in town over the weekend. The Pennsylvania native is rated the number 46 linebacker by On3Sports. Kentucky cornerback commit DeMarcus Gardner was at the game. He's 6 foot. He's out of Georgia. He's the number 33 cornerback. Hines Community College, Saquon Miles, offensive tackle, visit over the weekend. He was offered during the visit, 6'6", 300 pounds, out of Greenville, rated the number 2 overall offensive lineman in the JUCO ranks. With him being offered over the weekend, that's certainly one to keep an eye. And then Auburn offensive tackle commit Spencer Dallin visited. He's out of Athens, Alabama, is rated the number 51 offensive tackle. So as you can see, the common theme is they hosted a buttload of players that were committed to other schools over the weekend.
And some offensive linemen.
And I'd be willing to bet $1,000 you don't pronounce his name Oosie Goosey.
Or whatever that was.
Well, you can look at that. That's I should have just said Dennis.
Also,
you
saw where we were recruiting a young man whose last name is Outhouse. I'm sorry, but that might be
where the offensive lineman coach will be at the end of the season.
You could throw that pronunciation into the good, the bad, and the ugly, whichever one you want to throw it into. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. They've got inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. Give them a call, or you can text 644-4297.
The good, I know this sounds like a broken record, but any win in the Southeastern Conference is a good win. Now, certainly you can discuss the nuances of a league game and be justified with some nitpicking, but just know that when the end result is a win, you've been successful. The second half defense was as good as I've seen at Ole Miss, and I don't know when. It was dominant and ended with 10 quarterback sacks. Suntarine Perkins was a stud with 4 QB sacks, with J.J. Pegues and Prince Umanamelon also getting a pair of sacks each. The Rebels were efficient on offense for the most part in the second half, and Jackson Dart had one of his better games in conference play with over 300 yards passing. Offensive line only had one holding call, and they gave up just one quarterback on sack on the day. That's a good day's work in the passing game. The men's hoops team had an exhibition against Illinois, and the first impressions were very good. They have a bunch of guys who know what the number one objective is, and that's scoring. And none of them are bashful to be aggressive offensively. They get after folks on the other end, and they mix it up rebounding despite being a shortish team. The bad Rebel run game is just not generating much production. Lane Kiffin blamed some of it on the tight ends and the wide receivers in today's press conference. He said they did a poor job blocking assignments, but there's plenty of blame to go around. Offensive line is another area that's struggling in the run game, and not playing number 24, in my opinion, is another bad outcome in the run game.
Hear, hear.
Also bad, the Rebs versus Georgia game will be at 2:30 p.m., meaning the Rebels will not have a home SEC night game in 2024. That just sucks, but there's not much you can do about it when TV rules the roost and pays the bills.
Yep. $55 million a year, I think.
Or more.
Yeah.
Looking for 70 this year, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, LSU's going to get 4 night games, even against Vanderbilt. You know, it's I don't understand it, but you know, we'll see. Hopefully they do us better.
You would think it would be based on ratings, but LSU Vanderbilt's not Vanderbilt this year's okay, but
Kentucky Auburn, you know, they could have put Ole Miss in Oklahoma at the Kentucky Auburn game slot this past Saturday at night. And so it's not strictly on ratings, I don't know. But it's a huge difference in crowd noise, an 11 AM game to a 6:30 PM game.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, like 10 times more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But they have put an emphasis on that 11 a.m. game.
Yeah.
And that's kind of shaking it up just a little. On it,
but the fact is the fans aren't going to be nearly as hyped up.
I agree.
It gives you a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. To say that the 11 a.m. game is a prime time game, I think that's a stretch.
Big time. I agree with you.
It certainly is for an advantage of crowd noise.
All right, there you go. We thank our guys that were with us, Dudley Dawson from Hogville.net, Harry Harrison, Gordon Ford. Show's over.
Hotty toddy.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.